The camp says, Amalah, Hariat Makudeshis, Hariat Mureses, Hariat Intu, Hariat Makudeshis. Hareni Isha, Hareni Bal, Hareni Arusasek, and Kandez Nekosh. Says Shmuel, if someone does a nice Kedushin, he gives Kesef to a woman and he says Hariat Makudeshis, it works. But Hareni Isha doesn't work. What's the difference? The difference is whether he's bringing the woman toward him or he's bringing himself toward the woman. The chayim begereshin, nasan la v'amal hariyat v'shulachas hariyat v'gureshes hariyat v'teresus v'aladam harizam v'gureshes. Ein yishech, ein yibalech, ein yarusasech, ein kan beis mechush. Notice he can do gereshin min ha'erisin or min ha'nisuin. But the problem is that if he says ein yishech, ein yibalech, so then he's not sending the woman away from him, but rather he's sending himself away from the woman. That's a problem. That's not gereshin. My kamash malam. Skipping a little bit, we'll get to the middle part tomorrow, Mitzvah. My Kamashmalan, Hani Lishni Basroi Kamashmalan, says the Gemara, what is Shmuel teaching us? We have a Mishnah on that base. Yeah, but Kudash is there. Of course, you can be Makadish a woman. The Kasev, Nasun, La Kasev, the Shavit Kasev. Havani, you can do Kudashim today. What's Shmuel teaching us? Says the Gemara, he's teaching us Lishni Basroi. Saying that the Lishni Basroi, that the later Lishonos and Kedush and Gerishin don't work. Right. Kiyikach and Veshilcha teach me that the Kiddushin has to be that the Baal is drawing the woman closer to him. And Gerishin is that he's drawing her, he's pushing her away. Not that he's acting on himself, but rather he's acting on her. That's the Gzeres HaKosa, that's what Kiddushin has to be, that's what Gerishin have to be. So if he says, Hareini Isha, Hareini Balech, or Eini Isha, Hareini Balech, that's not a lotion of Kiddushin, that's not a lotion of Gerishin, that's why it doesn't work. Hani Lishni Basroi Kamashma. What's the case that Shmuel is talking about? Stam in the Velterai, and a man comes up to a woman and says, Hareat Makudeshes. So, first of all, the Gemara points out it's not just Hareat Makudeshes, he also had to say Li. Right? That is what the Gemara says. Right? Without Li, it's not going to work. So, but the cases where he just says Hariyat Makudesh has sleep, that's it. That's where Shmuel is teaching us the din that if he says Hareini Ishech, Hareini Balech, it doesn't work. Or is there something else going on? So that's the Machlokes in the Rishon. The Rosh here in Siman Beis writes, he quotes Shmuel's halacha, and then he says, V'ha Mari afilu medarima al iske gita v'kidushah. Even if he was medaber aliske kiddusha, he was talking about kiddushin beforehand, and maybe even he said a loshon hamoel lekiddushin. He said, "I wish you could be my wife. I'd love for you to be my wife." That's really a loshon that could work for kiddushin. Says the Rosh, Shmuel claims that if he then says to her b'feh, "Hareini ishe, hareini balech, eina mekudeshes," that doesn't work. D'hani lishni gri minoson labishtika. Rosh says these lashonos are worse than nasan of b'shtika. What's he asking? Gemara Daf Vav says Hay medabim alis kekidusha v'nasan avlo amal amidi. Rav Yossi says dayo. Yossi says it's not a problem as long as he was medaber alis kekidusha before him. That's okay even if nasan of b'shtika. So frankly, Rosh, what's the problem over here? Is it worse than nasan of b'shtika? So he said hareini balech, hareini ishech, but he doesn't say anything. He was medaber alis kekidusha. So what could be the problem? Says the Rosh, there is a problem. Shna u shna, it is very different. Because hani lishni gri'i minasana b'shtika. It's worse than shtika. Minasana b'shtika is mekudeshes, as long as he was medabra liske kiddusha beforehand. But if he says hareini balech, hareini ishech, he says aloshan garua, that's a problem. That's a problem. And that's how the Riha Zokin concludes. The Riha Zokin initially quotes an ikaman de amr who argues with the Rosh. First, the Riazokin quotes an Ikamanda Omar that holds that these Lashonas are not worse than Shtika. If Medabra Maliske Kiddusha, then Taka would work, even if he said this Lashon Garua. The Mustabra, the Zok, the Riazokin, I think not like that. Mustabra, the Migra Gora, she Ilushosak, her move on Shinosan Akasa, the Kiddushin, the Knosa. Ashavir shenasan a kesev a kiddushin lahaknos atzmo law. Ein a kiddushin klal. Yazokin says, I don't think the Ikam HaDomer is correct. I think the Rosh is correct. Ligregara. These Lashonos Geruim are worse than Shtika. Because Hoyim Adabra Liske Kiddusha, he gave the impression that he wants to be Mekadisher, he wants to be Kone her, he wants to draw her closer to him. That's the Lashon HaMoel Kiddusha. But now that he says, Hareni Baalach, Hareni Ishei, that's Masha, that he doesn't want to be Kone her, he wants to be Makne himself to her. It's not a Lashon of Kiddusha. Dr. Yazokin, I think the Rosh is right, but that's worse than Shtika. A Lashon Garua is worse than Shtika, even though there was a Dibra Aliske Kiddusha beforehand, but a Lashon Garua ruins everything. I think the Rosh is right, he says, against the Ikam HaDom. The question is, how to evaluate this Machlokas? Why do the Ri Yazokin and the Rosh say that a Lashon Garua is worse than Shtika, and why does the Ikam HaDom say that the Lashon Garua is the same as Shtika? That if Nadabra Aliske Kiddusha, then it's Hakashukum. So, at first you'd say we have a precedent for this. We have another situation where Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, and then something bad happens. And we have a Machlokas Rishonim about that. What's the case that I'm thinking about? Nasan Huva Amrahi, right? Let's say Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, Nasan Huva Amrahi, there's a Dibra on the part of the woman. So Nasan Huva Amrahi, according to Lishna Kama, Vadai, Eina Mekudeshes. Amrahi is a problem, it's not Kiika. Now the question is, if Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, is that any better? So the Rosh and Rav Rishonim say, Bishvil Amirasa, Logara, that the Amira of the woman doesn't detract with Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, then she is Mekudeshes, even if Amrahi. The Tosfos Rid argue, but Rav Rishonim said that, no, if Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, it's fine, her Amira is not going to detract, not going to take anything away. So the question is, why does the Rosh not toe the line? The Rosh over here says that even if Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, if he said a Lashon Garua, that's a problem. But by Nasan Huva Amrahi, the Rosh says it's not a problem. You did something wrong. It's something bad. Her Amira should be something bad. But yet, Medabra Aliske Kiddusha is good. Right? Even if Amrahi, if Medabra Aliske Kiddusha, it's good. So why does the Rosh say by these Lashonos, Hareini Isha, Hareini Baalech, that it's a problem? Why does he say he says that it's Gara Mishasa. Gara Mishasa, but why is it Gara from Nasan Huva Amrahi? Akiva, you have something you want to say?
Two things. One is that because it's if you would say nothing, you could assume the right thing's happening, that he throws them off.
In what way?
The wrong thing.
What do you mean? He's saying the wrong thing?
As in, if it's no words, it's assuming the Kiddusha, and they know it's happening. But once he says the wrong Amira, he's telling them that Kiddusha is not happening.
Right, what you're saying is once he has the wrong Amira, he has a Lashon Garua, so the Lashon Garua can be Mevatel his good Lashon that he said before. Even if Medabra Aliske Kiddusha works, that's because his Dibra from beforehand accomplishes something. Either if Dibra is an integral part of Kiddushin, then Dibra beforehand counts. And he has to do a Dibra that's going to work for Kiddushin. Or even if Dibra is not an integral part of Kiddushin, the purpose of the Dibra is just to have a Gilui Das Mitzad Dabal. You have your Gilui Das Mitzad Dabal, and it's a full Gilui Das. A Gilui Das that he wants Kiddushin, and that he's going to do the right Kiddushin. You see, there are two parts to this Ratzon. First of all, he has a Ratzon for Kiddushin, but secondly, that he understands what the Kiddushin is accomplishing, that he's not drawing himself closer to the woman, rather he's drawing the woman closer to him. You have both of those. That's what they were talking about before the mice. So by Nasan Huva Amrahi, her Amira doesn't detract from his Amira. He has a full Amira. He hasn't been Mevatel his first Diva, so there's no reason to say it shouldn't work. That's the Rosh. That's what Rav Rishonim said. The Rid disagreed. The Rid said that if Dibra is an integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin, so then maybe Amrahi makes it appear as if she's Misayaya in the Kiddushin. She plays a primary role in the Kiddushin. That's a problem. Okay, but that's not Mukhruch, right? It's not Mukhruch to even say like him, even if you held that Dibra is an integral part of the Kiddushin. In Kolshkin, if you don't hold that Dibra is an integral part of the Kiddushin, if you say the purpose of the Dibra is just to be Megala Das, he gave you his full Gilui Das. She started speaking. It's not Mevatel, his Dibur. But he says a Lashon Garua. If he says Hareini Baalech, that's a Lashon Garua. Maybe his Lashon Garua is Mevatel, the original Dibur. And that's going to be the problem. Akiva, follow up?
What about back to the original conversation we had earlier in the year? What if there was Kesef without Amira?
Is what?
Kesef. By Kesef.
There's
a
Kesef.
Question of, is there Amira by Shtar? And we said, oh, by Kesef, you definitely need Amira. But what if we're saying it's Askinam to Kiddushel? With Kesef, without an Amira.
I'm not sure I understand. The Dabra Lifti Kiddusha is talking about Kiddusha Kesef. He gives her the Kesef later.
So why did he say we need an Amir by Kesef?
We need an Amir by Kesef. If he's not the Dabra Lifti Kiddusha, then Bishas HaNasina, we need an Amir. The whole point is, if he's Medabra Lifti Kiddusha, then we don't need the Amir Bishas HaNasina, either because the Amir beforehand is the Amira of Shas Kiddushin, or because he's already been Megal Adas, so we have our Kocha, Mitoch Maisa, Mitoch Diburo, so therefore we don't need another Amir. That's the opinion of Rov Rishon. What's the Ikamanda Amar and the Riyah Zokin going to say? Why does he say that it works? Why does he say that it works? The Chora, the Riyah Zokin and the Rosh have a good point. That if the Baal says a Loshan Goro, even if he's Medabra Aliski Kedusha, he's Mavakal, his original Dibor. So the Chora, what the Ikamanda Amar have to say is that once he's Medabra Aliski Kedusha, then we assume the Stama his Das was the same as what he said initially. The fact that now he's using a Lashon Hareini Balech, that's Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. He doesn't mean to be Mavatel his original Dibur. He really wants to be Mekadosh with the original Dibur. But now he got flustered. He forgot his lines. We don't look at the Lashon Hareini Isha Hareini Balech seriously. We don't say that with this Lashon he wants to be Mavatel what he said previously. Previously he didn't intimate Hareini Balech. He didn't intimate that he wants to draw himself closer to a woman. He said Diburim that sounded like he wanted to be Mekadosh in a normal way, and that he understood that Kiddushin was drawing her closer to him. Omar, if he originally had a good Dibur, then just because he has a Loshon Gerura later, that's not a problem. We don't assume he's changing his mind and he's Mevatel his original Dibur, but rather, he really has a mind for his original Dibur, and the current Dibur is Lavda. Moshul Akach, we find sometimes in Halacha there's a rule that Kala Osa Al Das Rishona Hu Osa. And when someone does something and he has some kind of kavana initially, and then later on he does it the stoma, he doesn't express that kavana, he doesn't have anything in mind per se, we assume that he is operating based on his original kavana. We find in Hilchas Tzitzis, the Moshul. Mishnah Berurah talks about, you know, that the tzitzis, the strings on the tzitzis have to be tovli lishman, they have to be spun lishman, and you need a shizira lishman as well. They have to be twined lishman. Right? You look at your tzitzis, they're not only spun, the thread is not spun, not just spun, but it's twined together. Twined together. The shizira has to be lishman. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Both the tzviya and the shizira, and the twining. What's it then if someone was tova tzitzis lishman? But he didn't have in mind Lishma when he did this for Shazira. He did the Shazira, and he did it b'stam. Stam, he didn't have Kavana Lishma. He had Kavana Lishma by the Tzviya, but he didn't have Kavana by the Shazira. The Mishnah Berurah talks about whether it's really Ma'akev v'dieved to have Kavana Lishma by the Shazira. Or not, he calls a homotok zachron. From the Shulchan Aruch, he had the impression, the Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Yud Aleph Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch says that you need Shazir Lishma. Is it Ma'akev v'dieved? Maybe that's a din l'chatchila. Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokas HaPosek about that. And the Mishnah Berurah adds that he thinks that the b'dieved, if you did the Tzvil Lishma, that even if you do the Shazir Stam, that's fine. Because Kala Osa, Al Das Rishona Fu Osa. If you originally had the Kavana Lishma, then we assume that your future Asiyas are based on that previous Asiyas. If you had Kavana Lishma initially, we assume that you're continuing to prepare the tzitzis based on your original kavanas, even if you didn't expressly think lishma, but you had that in mind. Subconsciously, you were still thinking lishma. And he brings a raya. Tosis and Zvachim on the Beis and the Beis talks about shechting the carbon pesach and doing different avodas of the carbon of the carbon pesach. You know, there's shchita and kabolas hadam, accepting the blood in the kli, holochas hadam, bringing the dam to the mizbeach, zrikas hadam. There are many avodas of the carbon. So Tosis and Zvachim on that base talks about what's the din. Let's say you shechted the carbon pesach lishma, but the halacha you did stam. You shechted the carbon pesach lishma, but the halacha or the kabbalah, one of the later avodas, you did stam. Not that you did it shalol lishma. You did the other avodah shalol lishma. That's a problem. But let's say you did the other avodah stam. What's the din? So says Tosis and Zvachim, he thinks it's okay because kala osa al das rishona hu osa. But since you had kavanah lishma b'shar shchitas carbon pesach, You did another avodah stam, so we assume that it's the same kavana, that it's continuing based on the original kavana that you had in the first place. And based on that, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say the same thing should be true by shizira stam. But if he did a tvi lishma and the chutei tzitzis, even if he didn't have any kavanah by the shaziri, he just did it stam. We assume that your kavanah is based on the same kavanah that you had b'shas tvi. B'chor, that's what the ikam ha'da'amer is saying as well. That since you're medaber l'zkei kedusha, you had a good lashon then. Just because you changed the lashon later, you still have a ratzon for kedusha. Still have a ratzon for kedusha. What, we should assume that you changed your mind and now you want to do kedushin in a different way? Why should we say that? I know it's not quite to say, because if you had originally, you had a kavanah lishma by tviya, and then you do a shazir and you have a kavanah shalom lishma, you'd say, well, that's expressly a kavanah shalom lishma. Okay, but I think shalom lishma and lishma are mutually exclusive of each other. Here, the guy has wrote something for kedushin, clearly. Right? It's just he said the wrong thing. So do we have to say that he now fundamentally is changing how he wants the kiddushin? The Ikamanda Amr might say that we don't look so deeply into his dibur. We say that as long as he has a rotzon for kiddushin, we take his original dibur and we say that whatever he said initially, that's really what his kavanah was, and that's sufficient. I would imagine that if the Eidim ask him, do you really mean it? Do you really mean Hareni Balach? And he says, yes, I meant Hareni Balach. I don't think that would work. Right? If they ask him, Mamish, do you mean Hareni Balach? And he says, yes. I didn't mean Shishim Mekadesh for me, but rather Hareni Balach. I don't think that would work. I think the problem is here we didn't ask him afterwards. He said Hareni Balach, the Eidim saw it, and then there's no opportunity to ask him. So do we have to be Choshesh? The Ikam HaDamer says in such a case, you do have to be Choshesh. Right? You do have to be Choshesh. If they ask him the Tochka the Diva what he means, and he explains, I mean Hareni Balach, I don't mean Hareni Balach. Odd to say that we're going to interpret his words based on what he said initially. But if we didn't ask him, so then after Tocha de Dibra, I'm not sure that we can ask him. Who says that we know what his kavanah is? Maybe now he decides he doesn't want to marry the woman, so he'll change his mind. Right? As long as we don't know B'shas Kiddushin, what he's thinking, the Ikam and the Amar hold, we follow his original kavanah, his original Dibra. Jeremy.
So how did Rav Meir Zagan answer? Oh, because it's a pretty good riot that for the fact that he had kavanah for the Kiddushin originally,
Yeah, Zokin and the Rush will say that there are two elements here. There's Ratzon for Kiddushin, and then there's Das in how the Kiddushin is going to be effective. There are two types of Kiddushin. Are he's drawing the woman closer to him, or he's drawing himself closer to the woman? They're not the same. So they would say, Rov Rishon would say, that we assume the second Dibur is actually Mevatel his first Dibur. So the second Dibur is a Lashon Karu, and then it's not in the book. Okay? Second part of the Gemara. I'm sorry, Ben. Yeah,
how is that different from Yochiach Sofal Al Tchilasa?
Yochiach Sofal Al Tchilasa. If a person does something to Sof that's Mochiach, what he wanted to do in the beginning, so then Taka we follow what he does and, you know, what he did in the second place. But again, here, you have a way of answering up what he's doing, so then Yochiach Sofal Al Tchilasa is not going to apply because it's not a Hochacha. It's not a Hochacha from Sofal. The Pasha Pshat is that if he had Ratzon for Kiddushin and he said a Dibur that would work for Kiddushin initially, so why should we assume he's changing his mind? Right? But what the Gemara in the Vav says, you need Medavar Aliske Kiddusha and Asukim Boso Inyan. So Asukim Boso Inyan, he's continuing, and now he's saying a bit of Lashon, so why should we assume that he wants to be Oker, what he said before? Stami just wants to continue what he was doing previously. So here, we wouldn't say Okhiyah Sof Al Kilasi. Would say that his first Dibur is the Iker and the second Dibur is, you know, he made a mistake, it's Lav Dafka, we should take it seriously. Yes.
But the Asukim Boso Inyan is like not as formal as the end of Mira, the end Dibur. So the fact that
Asukim Boso Inyan just extends the Shas Kiddushin. But he did have a good Amir initially. Ikam HaDamar holds that as long as he had a good Amir initially, that's sufficient. Okay. So the second part of Shmuel is not about Kiddushin, but about Gerushin. V'chein b'Gerushin. We've spoken a lot about Amira by Kiddushin. We haven't spoken about Amira by Igerish. This is really the first our first encounter. V'chein b'gerishin, nosan l'v'amra lo harev v'shalachas harev m'gureshes harev zo m'gureshes. En yishech en yibalech, ein zo m'gureshes. This is the gears that we have in Shmuel. The Rif doesn't have that gisa. He takes the word out. Which word? Amarla. Amira. The Rif doesn't have the Russian Amira. V'chein begereshin. Harei v'shalachas, harei v'gereshes, harei v'gereshes. V'adam harei v'gereshes. Eini yishech, eini arusos, eini balach, eini tam beis nechush. V'chsiv v'shilach lo shiish lachas atzmo. The Rif takes out the word v'amalom, the phrase v'amalom. The Rif also doesn't mention the fact that you have to say minoi. Harei v'shalachas minoi. Harei v'gereshes minoi, that you're being v'gereshes from me. He leaves out the word minoi. By kiddushin, the Gemara adds li. Right? To prevent the din of Yadayim She'en Melchichos, to prevent the possibility that the Lashon HaRayim HaKudoshes will be a Yad She'en Melchiach, and it's not going to create Kiddushin. So the Gemara is that it's not just that you say HaRayim HaKudoshes, but rather you have to say HaRayim HaKudoshes Li. By Gerushin, the Gemara doesn't say that you need Ninoi. The Rish doesn't say that you need Ninoi. So the question is, why not? The Ram is troubled. Why don't you need Ninoi in Gerushin? What's the difference between Kiddushin as opposed to Gerushin? So the Ran says that some explain the Rif, why don't you need Minoi? Why don't you have to say Minoi? Gemara says that you have to say Harei HaMekudeshes Li, that you have to say the word Li. Why, when it comes to Gerushin, do you not have to say Minoi? Maishna Kiddushin mi Gerushin. The Ran says some explain the Rif, the reason why you don't have to say Minoi is why? Because you have Minoi. But you didn't say Minoi. Where's the Minoi? In the shtar. That's the difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, it's all Baal Peh. If you're doing Kiddushin Kesef, it's Baal Peh. Not Kiddushin shtar. But Gerushin, by definition, is always a shtar. So if you say, if you have Minoi in the shtar, someone to say that Pshat in the Rif is, you have Minoi in the shtar. It's because you have Minoi in the shtar. Then you don't have to say Minoi Baal Peh. You don't have to say, Harei Mishalach has Minoi. Because you have the Minoi in the shtar, and that makes it clear exactly what's happening. Says the Ran, I don't think so. I don't think. Question number?
Yeah. Why does it have to be in the star anyway? Isn't it posted that it's from? I mean, the woman can only be married to one guy.
Oh, so we're gonna get to that. But let's take it slow. So says the Ran, I don't think that's pshat in the Rif. Below nearly, he says she has a darker. Shehulo hiske begerishin. Omar la harei mishalachas. The Rif didn't mention Amira b'chol. So to say that you don't need Minoi, that you have to say Minoi, because it says Minoi in the get, the Rif doesn't use a lashon Omar la b'chol. It sounds like the lashon that Shmuel is referring to is a lashon that's written in the get. So if you don't need Minoi, that means you don't need Minoi in the get. So you can't explain the Rif as saying, well, you don't have to say Minoi because Minoi is written in the get. No, the Rif is understanding that the Lashonos of Shmuel are only written in the get. Of course, the Lashon of Kiddushin is the Lashon that you're saying about Peh, because Shmuel says, Nasa Makasa Vishav Akasa, Nasa Makiddushin Shtar. So there, that has to be the Omar law. That has to be a Lashon Befeh. The Lashon Befeh, then you have to say, Harei Mekudeshes Li, you have to add the word Li. But by Gerushin, maybe the reason why, by Gerushin, you can't say the reason why you don't have to say Minoi is because it says, it's written Minoi in the get. No, the Rif is understanding that the Lashon of Shmuel, the chilek between the different Lashonos and Gerushin that Shmuel has, that's all in get. Either it says Harei Mishalachas in the get, or it says Eini Ishech in the get. It's all in the get. It's all in the get. Why shouldn't you have to say Minoi? And he says that's what the Rambam seems to hold as well. The Rambam and the Rif go in tandem. Rambam says beferish that these Lashonos are all written in a get. Now we look at Gerushin Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. Ketzad Kosev LaHarei Mishalach Hasarei Megureshes Harei LaAtzme Harei Mekeres LaChal Adam LaChiyotzi Bazeh HaInyan Harei Ze Megureshes. Avon Kosev LaEini Balech Eini Arusech Eini Ishech Ein Zeget Shinema Veshila Veshilcha Velo Sheish LaChesatzma. Rambam interprets Shmuel to be talking about what's written in the get, and he leaves out Minoi also. You don't have to say Minoi. So what's the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin? By Kiddushin, the Gemara goes out on a limb to say that you need Li, and yet by Gerushin, the Gemara doesn't say that you need Minoi. Don't tell me that you don't need Minoi because it's written in the get. No, the Rif and the Rambam interpret that Shmuel's halacha is talking about what's written in the get, and yet they don't require Minoi. So says the Rambam, the answer is what Mendel was saying. That is that Gerushin and Kiddushin are fundamentally different. A person can be Mekadesh multiple women, right? But no one can be Megaresh someone else's wife. That's the Gemara Nedar. Gemara Nedar on the Avraham Medeis is trying to figure out whether Yadayim Shem Ochichos Ahavyan Yadayim or not. We're going to talk about that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Yadayim means that if I have a miktsas dibur, I have a yad le-nether, a yad le-kiddushin, I have some area of halacha where I need dibur, but I only said a miktsas dibur, a partial dibur. So there's a whole question, well, what kind of a yad is it? Is it a yad mochiach, a yad she'ena mochiach, a yad she'ena mochiach klal? We'll see multiple layers of yadayim. So the discussion of the Gemara Nedarim, whether Yadayim Shein Mochichos are Yadayim or not, Machlokas Abayin Rava. They want to say maybe it's a Machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara concludes that even Rava, who holds that Yadayim Shein Mochichos lo havyan Yadayim, by get, you shouldn't need Minoy anyway. Meaning, even if you have to say Aram HaKadoshes Li, so that it shouldn't be a Yad Shein Mochiach. Right, if you only would say Harayat Mekudeshes, there might be a Yad She'ena Mochiach, and you have a Mikzah Stiva for Kiddushin, but it's not Mochiach that you want to be Mekadosher to you. That's true by Kiddushin. But by Gerushin, the Gemara says, you don't need Minoy. Why? It's not a Yad She'ena Mochiach if you leave out Minoy. It's still Mochiach that you're being Megarisher from you, because Ein Adam Megarish Eishes Chaver. A person can't be Megarish his friend's wife. So clearly, if Reuven is being Megarish, somebody's being Megarish his own wife. So Gerushin is different. That's the Ram's answer for the Rif and the Rambam. Minoy is not necessary because it's clear whom you're being Megarish. But what is necessary? To say the right Lashon Gerushin. Right? If you say Hariyat Mataris Lachaladam, then great. If you say Hariyat Mishalachas, great. But if you say Eini Ishech, Eini Bale, then that's a bad Lashon. That's not going to work in Gerushin. That's not just a problem of Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, that's a problem that it's a bad Lashon Gerushin. So that talk of the Rif and the Rambam will say it's not gonna work. Okay, questions? Jacob.
What's the mucker that any Sheikh doesn't work?
The Shilcha v'lo she'yishlach hesatz. That's the final word of the
Rif. Saying any Sheikh, wouldn't that...
Any Sheikh means I am not your husband. I'm pulling myself away. Not that I'm sending you away, but I'm pulling myself away. That's not a good Lashon Gerushin. This is the Rif and the Rambam. Comes the Tur and seems to disagree. Tur seems to disagree with the Rif and the Rambam. How so? Tur and Hilchos Gittin, Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. Tur says, no sin lo get, you have the packet with you, packet 29, it's page 1. No sin lo get, huo shlucho liyodo liyash shlucho, the omer b'shosh enos tomo, hareya mezureshes mimeni beget zen, lefes b'chalodam, o hareya b'shalachas mimeni. Vim omar lo, skipping to page 3, vim omar lo, eini ishech, eini balek, eino get, afilu lefoslo lekohuna. What does that mean? So, there's a halacha called reach haget, it means something that smells like a get, can pass up to a kohen. We know that a grusha is a surah to marry a kohen. Someone who's divorced is not allowed to marry a kohen. So let's say the get was possible. So the harish should be able to marry a kohen. The problem is that Chazal will go there. They're afraid that whenever a maisa gerushin is done, even if the maisa gerushin didn't affect the chaloz gerushin, but people are going to look at this. People from the outside are going to look at it and think that there was some kind of maisa gerushin. And if she marries a kohen, they'll think that a grusha is mataris l'kohen. So Chazal say there's a din of reach haget, that any get that smells like a get, right, there was a maisa gerushin of some sort, even if it was a posel maisa gerushin, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So says the Tur, if the get says any ishach, any balech, it's nothing, it's gurnish. And even to pass it to a kohen, it's not even going to pass it to a kohen. She's not a grusha b'chol, there's no reach haget, there's no chashash b'chol. אפילו היי מדברי מעלית כבית, תחסי בשלך ולא שיש לך עשת עצמו. The Torah says, Vim Omer lo eini isha. How does he learn Shmuel? Is this talking about the lotion that's written in the get? No, the Torah adds Omer lo. It's a dibur. It sounds from the Torah that the lotion haget could be good. Maybe the lotion in the get pack is a good lotion. The problem is, if you have a lotion garuah, if you say Baal Peh, then that somehow is Mevatel, the good Lashon in the get. That's why it's not going to work. That's how the Torah seems to be learning. That's the Beis Yosef's understanding of the Torah. That you say these Lashon, Shmuel's talking about where there's a Dibur Befeh, that you said the Lashon Goruah Befeh, when you give the get to the woman. As opposed to the Rif and the Rambam, who are learning that Shmuel is talking about the Lashon that's written in the get itself. Sounds like a machlokas rishon, a very important machlokas. But the Beis Yosef knocks the teeth out of the machlokas. The Beis Yosef says that even though the Rif and the Rambam interpret Shmuel to be talking about the Lashon that's written in the Get, the reality is they're not arguing with the Torah. They're not arguing fundamentally with the Torah. What does that mean to argue fundamentally with the Torah? From the Lashon of the Torah, it's mashma that even if you have a good Lashon in the Get, as long as the Dibur Befer was a bad Lashon, and the Dibur Befer, right, is going to be Mevatel, the Lashon that's written in the Get. It's not going to be a good Gerishon. From the Rif and the Rambam, you get the impression that maybe if there's a bad Lashon in the Get, then it's not a good Gerishon. Let's say you have a good Lashon in the Get. But his Dibur, when he gives the Get to the woman, then he says, he has a Lashon of Avra. Strictly speaking, from the Lashon of the Rif and the Rambam, he might say that that would work. As long as the Siva, as long as the Lashon of the Kos of the Get is cautious, then maybe that would work, even if he has a Lashon of Gorua, the Fem. But says the Beis Yosef, I don't think the Rif and the Rambam really argue. I think the Torah is right, that if the Dibur is a Dibur Gorua, then even if the Lashon of the Kos of the Get is a Lashon Tov, then the Gerishon is not going to work. So why don't the Rif and the Rambam say that? Rif and the Rambam interpret Shmuel to be talking about the Lashon that's written inside the Get. Why didn't they give a bigger Chiddush? Give a bigger Chiddush that the Lashon in the Get maybe might be a Lashon Tov, and you're saying Lashon Gorua outside, and that's why it's not going to work. Right? Even in such a case, it's not going to work. The Rif and the Rambam are somewhat misleading. They seem to imply that if you have a Lashon that's good inside the Get, written in the Get, then everything is fine. Even if you have a deeper Baal Peretz Gorua. So if they really didn't mean to say that, if they meant to agree with the Rif, that even a deeper Baal Peretz Gorua is going to be Mevatel the Gerishon, even if the Lashon HaKos of the Get is kosher, so then why did they say that? Kiva?
Why is this a Machlokas? Because there's a Mishnah in Gin that says like an exact case like this, Hagi Peh, and says that it's not a good Get.
The guy, what is the Mishnah saying?
The guy gives her a Get, but he told her that it's a Shtar Chov. The Get is a perfect Get, but he said the wrong thing. And it says...
Well, Kinsey Shtar Chov is... We have to get to that. Kinsey Shtar Chov is much worse. Any Balech doesn't mean Kinsey Shtar Chov. Any Balech means I want to divorce you, but I'm just using a bad Lashon in the divorce.
Kinsey
Shtachov is much worse because he's basically saying, I'm not giving this Get to Taurus Gerishon at all. There are two different issues that we have to address over here. First of all, is there a Ratzon for Kiddush and a Ratzon for Gerishon? But secondly, is he doing the Kiddush and the Gerishon in the proper way? Right? Is there a Ratzon for Gerishon? And is the Lashon Mora that he's doing the Gerishon in the proper way? Any Balech means that he's doesn't want to do the Gerish in the proper way, but he does want to do a Gerish. Kinsey Shtar Chov implies that he's not interested in the Gerish in the flow. So that might be worse. We'll get to it. Mitzvah Shem. Josh? Ksiva Kedibur. According to whom?
Meaning the Rama. Meaning that Dibur is needed, but the Ksiva is, in essence, what he'd be saying regardless. So
if you have a good Lashon in the Shtar, but you say a bad Lashon Baal Peh, Ksiva Kedibur from today to tomorrow, but your Dibur might be Mevatel. You know, if Medabra Liske Gita, Medabra Liske Kiddusha, and he had a good Dibur, so then we can say the Ikamanda Amar holds that your Dibur Baal Peh is not going to be Mevatel, which you said previously. But he didn't say anything previously. There's just something written in the Shtar. So it could be that your Dibur Baal Peh is Megarea. That's gonna upend what you did in the Shnah. So the Tzur holds. Question is, do the Rif and the Rambam agree? Do they also say that if you have a Dibur Baal Peh, and the only Dibur Baal Peh is a Lashon Gorua, would that be Mevatel, the Lashon HaKos of the Get or not? Ben?
We had said in the previous Shiurim on Amira that if you hold Ksiva Kedibur Dami like the Rambam, then you hold that Amira is only a Gilui Das and not integral to the Kedushin at all. So why would it, so
if
that
you hold
way,
Ksiva Kedibur Dami, then no, fuck care. If the reason, again, you need, if you hold that you don't need Amira by Shtar because Ksiva Kedibur Dami and the Amira is in the Shtar, right?
Right.
So we said according to that sheet, the Dibur is integral to Kiddushin. Dibur is integral to Kiddushin, but I don't need a Dibur Befer because the Dibur Bishtar, the Dibur HaKasa Bishtar, that is the Dibur Befer.
There was a sheet that the whole Ksiva Kedibur Dami, but you still need a verbal Amira. Those ones who serve you still need a verbal mirror because you need Gilui Das at that time.
No, fakir. If you hold that you need Gilui Das, so then even if you don't hold Ksiva Kedibur, Avadi you shouldn't need Amira by Kiddush Shtar. if you hold Amira is just to have a Gilui Das for the Ratzon of the Baal, then certainly you don't need Amira by Gilui Hishtah, because there is a Gilui Das. That's the example. That's the quintessential example of Hochocha Mitoch Maisa. That if he gives the Shtar Kedushin to the woman and there's a Dibur written inside the Shtar, Avada we know what his Das is. The only Shittas that would hold that you need a Dibur by Shtar Kedushin, they have to hold two things. First of all, they have to hold that Ksivas Lav Kedibur Dami. And they hold that Dibur is an integral part of the Kedushin. So if they hold like that, then we understand that you need a Dibur B'fa. Okay?
Did the Rambam say that then?
We thought the Rambam held Ksiva Kedibur Dami. No, didn't we bring the Machlis said that the Rambam in Huchas Gittin...
But he also holds you need a verbal Dibur.
The Rambam says that you need an Amir by Kedusha Shtar. Okay, I think the Rambam left that Amir by Kedusha Shtar. I think he put it in by Kesef and Bia. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Rambam left out Amir by Kedusha Shtar. That's the Machna. The Machna says that the Rambam holds Ksivas Kedibur Dami. Where is that? In Hilchos Ishus? Paragimel, I think? Kinkidish Bishtar Kosev Al Anior Al Acheres Al Olo Al Kol Devash Yitz Harei Mekudeshes Li Harei At Muresis Li B'chok Yotzi B'dvar Meilu V'nos Tolo B'fnei Eidem. No Loshen of Dibur B'tvet in the Ram. If the Ram holds Ksiva Kedibur Dami, then everything is great. Maybe the Ram Paka holds Dibur is integral to the Kedushin. He might hold that. But he claims Ksiva Kedibur Dami, so then it's as if you have the Dibur because it's written in the Shtar. Comes to Beis Yosef and says, I think that the Rambam and the Rif don't argue with the Torah. The Rambam and the Rif would agree that if you have, that even if you have a good Lashon written in a get, if you say a bad Lashon Balpeh, it's not going to work. Alright, so why did the Rif and the Rambam seem to interpret Shmuel to be talking about that the Lashon Gavur is written in the Mishnah? So Beis Yosef says a very peculiar thing. He says that because the Mishnah in Gittin on that Pehei, Mishnah in Gittin which talks about some of the Lashonos that the Tur mentions, that Mishnah is discussing the Ksiva of the Get. Which Mishnah is this? What's the Mishnah? Hey, hey. That's the basic Mishnah. It talks about what Gufo Shoget is all about. Gufo Shoget Haret Materes V'Chalavim. Yehuda Omer, V'dein Yehavi Lechem Yinoi, Sefet Yeruchim, V'ger Shvukim, V'ger Pturin. Yehuda holds that you need V'dein, right? He holds that Yedam Shem Lochichos, Lo Hav Yem Yodam. So, if you don't say V'dein, then we don't know that you're giving the get the Torah's Gerishon. So you need V'dein as well. So that's what the Mishnah says. Harei Mepes L'Chalav, and that's Uvashol Get. On that, the Gemara says, Pshita, Amalo L'Ishto Harei Ad Aschorin, Lo Omer V'lo Klum. Amalo L'Shifchasa Harei Ad Mepes L'Chalav, Lo Omer V'lo Klum. Amalo L'Isha Harei Ad La'atzmech Mahu, a discussion of the Gemara. The three Lashonas of the Gemara ponders here. If you say to a woman, Harei Ad Aschorin, say to a Shifcha, Harei Ad La'atzmech, you say to a shikha, that's a lashon of gerishin, not a lashon of shikha. And then you say to a woman, hareyat la'atzmech. Does this work for shtar shikha by the shikha? Does it work for gerishin by the woman? So says the Beis Yosef, mashma degam haramam v'harif v'rashi modu v'kol shama kiyanach lishni enu v'gereshims. I think Rashi, the Rif, the Rambam, everyone agrees to the tour. But if you have a bad dibur b'fe, it's not going to work. Al mishum de b'hamagarish itmar hanachlishni hamasnis in the gubah shoger harei moteres l'chol adam to the farsha b'kosei ershagam hanilishni b'kosei. Since the other lishonos are mentioned in the context of gubah shoger harei moteres l'chol adam, and clearly gufo shoget means what's written in the get, gufo shoget. So the Rif and the Rambam interpreted Shmuel to be talking about what's written in the Gufo Shoget, what's kosev in the Get. Since these Lashonos are mentioned in Gittin in the context of Ksivas HaGet, what's written in the Get, so it makes sense that that's why they just formulated Shmuel to be talking about where these Lashonos are actually written inside the Get. I know this is very difficult. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Lashon Eini Ishech and Eini Balech, those Lashonos are not mentioned in the Gemara Gittin on that Pehei. Right? They're not mentioned in it. What's mentioned there? Hareyat La'atzmech, Hareyat Baschorin. So what is the Beis Yosef saying? Well, because those Lashonos Eini Ishech and Eini Balech, those are mentioned in the context in Gittin, talking about Gufo Shel Get, so therefore, the Rif and the Rambam interpret Shmuel to be talking about the Lashon that's written inside the Get. Those Lashonas are not mentioned in the Gemara and Gittin Bechlam, in the context of that Mishnah. Some of the Lashonas mentioned by the Rif are there. Are they Baschorin, Atzmech, yeah, some Lashonas are mentioned, but not Eini Balech, Eini Ishech. What's more, the Lashon of the Gemara there is Omar La. Omar La, Harei Baskarin. Omar La, Harei Aple Atzmei. Omar La, not Kosov Ba. So, the Lashonos of the Gemara mention Omar La, even though the Mishnah itself is talking about the Lashon that's written in the Get. It's not Mukhrich at all to say that the Lashonos of Shmuel should be talking about what's written in the Get. Why did the Rif and the Ramban do such a thing? Why would they interpret, or why would they quote Shmuel's halacha to be referring to Lashonos that are gruos, Lashonos gruos that are written inside the Get? Because of the Mishnah given. What Mishnah given? Who can, the Gemara is talking about Omar, that's not talking about Kosov. None of these Lashonos, any Ishech, any Barat, none of those Lashonos are actually mentioned in the Mishnah in Gittin. I'm not really sure what the Beis Yosef has in mind. I was perplexed by the Beis Yosef's comment. I think the simpler pshat is that Taka the Rifan Ram argue with the Torah. It really is a Machlokes Rishonim. That the Torah holds that even if you have a good Lashon written inside the Get, if you say a Lashon Baruch, if you say Eini Ishech Eini Balech, that's Megareah, that's Mevatel, the Dibur that's Kosev in the Get. And the Rif and the Ram disagree. The Rif and the Ram say that if you write the Lashon Baruch in the Get, that will pass over Gerishim. But if you write a Lashon Tov in the Get, you write a good Lashon in the Get, the fact that you say a Lashon Baruch Bal Peh, that's not a reason for the Mevatel the Gerishim according to the Rif and the Ram. Against the Torah. Just because you have a Lashon Baruch Bal Peh, that's not a reason to be Mevatel the Gerishim. As long as you have a Lashon Tov that's written inside the Get. Yes,
Maybe to answer the questions on the ACL says, so the first one about the written around the Lashon not being there, but the ones in the Mishnah are include the other. To say that you are on your own, you're free, he's not even including himself. So it's not that he's separating himself from her, he's just separating her. So if him separating her doesn't work, the Kal V'chomer separating himself from her doesn't work. You are a thought, it's still...
You're saying that those Lashonas, Harei Baschorin, Harei La'atzmech, those are even more extreme.
Right, those would be more Krisos than him saying, I'm not from you. Saying you are on your own, it's almost like you're not for me anymore.
Now, those are more Krisos and yet they don't work.
Right, so then obviously the ones in the Rishon Ram are more.
It's still interesting that Eini Ishech Eini Balech are not mentioned in the Mishnah. Right? They're not mentioned in the Mishnah. He's saying what? Because the Rambam is kolel them all together, he mentions Harei Baschorin, Harei La'atzmech also in that halacha. Harei Mishalach Azareh Megureshes Harei La'atzmech Harei Mitzvah Lechol Adam Eini Ishech Eini Balech. So because he's kolel that lashon in his halacha, and that lashon really is mentioned in the Mishnah, and it's a bigger chiddush, that doesn't work. He said, the bigger chiddush doesn't work. So therefore, he just okay. I hear. I think Efshem Kenzogin that maybe there really is a machlokes the Rif and the Rambam as opposed to the Tur, and that's what the Meiri seems to say. Meiri presents it as a machlokes Rishonim. He says that there really could be a machlokes about this. Jeremy?
I don't understand why we're not asking the question directly on the Rav and the Rif, because, like you said earlier, why are we only asking on the Beis Yosef? Because he doesn't use a lashon of kosov in kedushin, so why would the Rav interpret it to be talking about kosov?
Because that's exactly, no, what the Beis Yosef is saying is that the Rambam's lashon is lav dafka. The Rambam writes in the halacha that kosov lo, he just wants to point out that a lashon garu is not going to work. So he says kosov lo in the Get, the Lashon Garua is not going to work. But Hua Dinami, even if you have a Lashon Tov in the Get, if Omar love a Lashon Garua, it's Dach Bezel Bezach. Right? The Rambam doesn't have to mention both cases according to the Beis Yosef. He agrees to the Rif that even if you have a good Lashon written in the Get, if you say a bad Lashon, that's also going to detract and it'll be Mevatel the Gerish. That's what he wants to suggest. I'm not sure it's Mukhrach. It could very well be that the Rif and the Rambam argue with the Tur, and they hold that the Lashon Garua is not going to, Lashon Garua Bal Peh is not going to be Megareh, it's not going to detract, as long as you have a Lashon Tov in the Get. The Nira Loma and Kachu Kosov Beget, then Kan Beis Mecha Shaf L'Reach Haget. Says the Meiri, Mikalkom Nira She, Ilu Nichta Beget Kahogan, Einha Amira Beloshin Azepos Lassam. If the Loshin is written properly in the Get, then the Amir is not going to pass them. Someone says this, right? The Meiri himself suggests that he thinks it's right. She Nesinas Haget Ena Tzricha Lashum Amira. Nesinas Haget doesn't need any Amira. Mikalkom. Das am farish shon shnis nes get tsvikh amira kmo shne var lamat be sugya sai medaver ima afir nikh be gek hogen kol she amar kem be shas sina eno klur. According to those shitas that you need an amir even by gerishin, as I'll explain later, is up to the area and the vav. So then even if you have a good lashon written in the get, if you deeper it's not good, then it's going to be megar, then it's going to take away. But I disagree, he says the parshup shot is that you don't need Amira, Mesina Saget, Eino Tzricha L'shum Amira, that's quite a statement of the Meiri. Right? You don't need any Amira by Mesina Saget, by Gerishin, and therefore, as long as you have a good Lashon written inside the Get, it doesn't matter. Even if you say a bad Lashon, and you give it a Get, you say Eini Ishech, Eini Ba'ad, that shouldn't be a problem. Now clearly the Tur argues with the Meiri on that. He says that the Lashon written in the Get is not going to help you. It's not going to carry the day. If you have a bad lashon b'falpet, then it's going to be a problem. The Rif and the Rambam might hold like this Meiri. The Rif and the Rambam might hold that maybe you don't need Amira by Get. And therefore, as long as you have a lashon tov written in the Get, it doesn't matter that you have a lashon gura b'alpet. We just discount that Amira b'alpet. Meiri seems to say this whole shaila should revolve around the question whether you need an Amira by Gerishin. If you need Amir by Gerishin, so then the Lashon Garua is going to detract. But if you don't need Amir by Gerishin, then the Lashon Garua is not going to detract. The question is, what's the Havamim? Why shouldn't I need Amir by Gerishin? How can anyone say that you don't need Amir by Gerishin? The Mishnah Gittin Ba'al Ha'Ches seems to say the Farish that you need an Amir by Gerishin. Akivi had a question.
I'm saying, the Meir has already said that this concept of Ein Amir Acheres, Ein Tzricha Amir Acheres, and there's also a concept of Baal Karka by Gerishin. That's two reasons off the bat.
Ein Amir Acheres, what do you mean by that?
It's in the Shtar.
It's in the Shtar already. Okay. Right. So if you hold Ksiva Kediva Dami, then I can understand why you shouldn't need Amir by Gerishin. Okay? But not everyone holds Ksiva Kediva Dami. Okay? That's definitely one possibility. The Rambam Lishitasa, the Rambam who holds Ksiva Kediva might say that the Amira is not going to be Megareah because you don't need Amira, it's all written in the Shtar. Okay, good. But the Pella is that the Mishnah in Gittin seems to say that you need Amira by Gerishin. How can the Meiri come and say that you don't need Amira by Gerishin? The answer might be that we have to understand what that Mishnah really is teaching us. What is it telling us? Do you really need Amira in Gerishin? Is that it in Daraisa? Is that it in Rabbonim? What's the reason for that halacha? You better understand that halacha, then you might be able to explain the focus of the Rambam on the one hand and the Torah. What does the Mishnah say in Gittin about Hanukkah? The Mishnah says, "Amar la kinti shtar chov zeh shemitzaasa me'achara kara v'harei gita eno gerat shiyom la hegitech." He says, "Kinti shtar chov zeh." Here, take this document. It's an IOU. Not yet. It's an IOU. It's a shtar chov. Or he doesn't even give it to her. She finds it behind him and she takes it out of his pocket. Kara v'harei gita eno gerat shiyom la hegitech. He has to say hegitech. Read this amira of hegitech. So all the Rishonim there asked, but that seems to fly in the face of a Mishnah that Nun Hey. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada l'charesh she'isi avia she'yotze beget. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada was made, he testified that a chareshes, that someone who is mentally incompetent, she can be yotze beget. How did she have a kiddushin d'araisa? Her father married her off. So min haTorah she's a kudeshes. So the problem is, we need a gerushin d'araisa as well. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada says that's not a problem because you don't need das of the woman, right? So the fact that the chareshes doesn't have das is not a problem. The gerushin is still going to work even bal karcha. So Amar Rava, the Gemara says, me'eduso shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, based on Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada's edus, Amar le'edim re'u get zeh shani no sinla, because of Amar le'kinzi shtarchov zeh, harezo megureshes. From his edus, you see that let's say the Baal initially says, I'm giving you a get, and then he he tells the Eidim, Uget Zeshani Nosin La, he tells the Eidim I'm giving her a get, but then he tells the woman, Kinsi Shtar Chozeh. So that works. Why? Because you don't need das or ishan in the gerushin. So as long as the agent know that it's a shtar gerushin, then that's fine. Right, that's what the Gemara says. If you don't need das or ishan in the gerushin, as long as the agent know that it's not a shtar chol, the agent know it's a real get, the fact that he told the woman can see shtar chol zeh doesn't matter. So all the Rishonim ask, how can that be? The Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches says that if a Baal tells the woman, Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, ain't a Megureshes, until he tells her, Hey Dipech. It's like a stira. A stira from the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches to the Mishnah Daf Ayin Ches. What's going on over here? You have to say Hey Dipech, or do you not have to say Hey Dipech? If you tell her Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, is it going to work or not going to work? From the Mishnah Daf Ayin Ches, you get the sense that Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh doesn't work. From the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches, it sounds like even Gerushin Bakarcha works. And based on that, even if he tells it, Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, that's good enough. It's Mamash is Stira Gluya from the Gemara Daf Ayin Ches to Daf Ayin Ches. Akiva, you don't think it's a Stira.
You said the Eidim.
The Eidim, oh, very good. So one answer might be that if the Eidim know that it's not a Shtar Chol, then it will work. Okay, take it slow. Let's take it slow. So comes Tosfos, and he asks this kasha. He says, V'yeshlomar dehosam nami achakap yagidu lo ha'eidim shehim agureshes. Tosfos doesn't say that the chilek is between the Eidim knowing or the Eidim not knowing. No one knowing that it's a get and the Eidim knowing it's a get. He doesn't say that. Tosfos says, Avada, the woman has to know that it's a get. But that Amir doesn't have to come from the Baal. Right? If the Eidim will tell her later that this is your get, then that's good enough. Hasam nami achagach yagidu lo ha'eidim shimu bereshes. To create gerushin, the woman has to be a mishalcha ve'ena chozeres, that you're going to send her away and she's not going to come back. She's going to realize that she's megureshes. So if you don't tell her it's to get, she thinks it's a shtar chol, she might not read it, and she might come back. That's a problem in gerushin. So says Tosfos, the Gemara, the Hay is not against the Mishnah Ayin Ches. The Hay is talking about that the Eidim know it's a get. So if the Eidim know it's a get, then they'll tell her, and she'll be Eina Choseres. According to Tosfos, and given on Daf Ayin Ches, do you need Amira by get, or do you not need Amira by get? It's not integral to the gerushin. You need Amira by get so that the woman will be Mishalcha the Eina Choseres. Right? That she'll know that she's megureshes and she won't come back to the husband. That's the need for Amir Baget. So if you tell her Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, and you don't tell the Eidim otherwise that she's going to be Choseres, that's not going to work. That's a problem with the Gerushin. She'll be Meshalcha the Choseres. But if you do tell the Eidim, she'll be Eina Choseres, because the Eidim will be able to inform her. As long as you set into motion the ability that the Eidim will be able to tell her later that this is a Gerushin, that this is a get, then she's a shalcha ve'ena chozeres, and then the gerushin is going to be chal. Yosef, question?
Yeah, we're assuming that hagiteh is equivalent with amira.
Yes, because it indicates to her this is your get, and she knows those words are enough for her to realize that she's a gerushin.
She's not going
to
know from her inisha.
Take it slow. We have to get back to that. She's not going to know from Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh. That's the chilek that we're drawing. We later have to apply it to any Isha Chenival when we get back to that. The Gemara is saying that by Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says if he tells her Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, that doesn't work. The Gemara says that if he tells her Kinsi Shtar Chol Zeh, it does work. So Tosfos, no, there is talking that he told the Eidim it's a get. As long as he tells the Eidim, she'll be Meshacha Ve'ena Chol Zeh, because the Eidim will tell her that it's a get.
So this is Gilad Das for me?
This
Amira, like
Gila
Das, it's not
an integral part. Mishalcha ve'ena chozeres. It ensures that she's Mishalcha ve'ena, she's not going to come back. That's the purpose of the Amira by Gerushin, according to Tosfos and Gila. Comes the Baal Amor and learns totally differently. This is a world famous Baal Amor. You have the packet, please look on your phone. Last page, page 4. The Baal Amor says, he also sends to the Kasha, he asks the same Kasha from Ayin Ches to Nunhei and Gittin. And on the fourth line, he says like this, V'yesh lahoshiv, nehidlo b'inan daita, avol b'inan sheyotzi habal hashluchin b'fiv la'ach ha'ktiv saget, b'inyin sheyisbonin hadover ol le'edim ol le'isha. Says the Baal Amor, it is true that you don't need das ha'isha and gerishin. Minatori to be megarish a woman even malkarcha. Rabbi Nogarish made a cherem that we shouldn't do that. The Rabbana, we don't do that. Minatori, though, it works even malkarcha. That is true, says the Baal Amar. But the inan sheyotzi abal hashluchin befiv la'achar ksivas haget, the Baal has to be motzi the shluchin from his mouth. He has to express the gerish and befeh. The inan she is bonin hadavar o le'edim o le'isha. In a way that makes it clear, either for the Edom or for the Isha. Not just for the Isha, but either for the Edom or for the Isha, that he's doing a gerishin. The Kevan Shapiresh Hadavar Le'edim. So in the Gemara Daflin, hey, he at least expressed it to the Edom. He didn't tell the Isha. To the Isha, he said, Kenzi Shtachov Zeh. But to the Edom, he said, this is a get. Since he expressed that to the Edom, Ein Tzarech Das HaIsha B'Gerishin. You don't need that social reaction. Even Makarka works in that color. So as long as the Aiden know, that's enough. Why do I do this deeper though? Shalcha ve'ena chosas? No, that's not what the Baal Amar says. V'chein be'kidushin, he says. Tzara she'otzi be'fiv ha'kidushin be'inyin she'izbonin la'eden v'lo isha. Notice, by kidushin, it has to be be'inyin she'izbonin ha'dava la'eden v'lo isha. Both of them have to know. It has to be clear. Both to the Edom and to the Isha by Kiddushin. By Gerushin, it has to be clear either to the Edom or to the Isha. How do we know this? Kidyamin and Hossam says the Baal Amar, Gabi Kiddushin ksiv kiiga v'lo shiiga chasatzma. Gabi Gerushin ksiv v'shilcha v'lo shiishma chasatzma. That's the Baal Amar. You need a dibur bein the Kiddushin, bein the Gerushin. Why? For a gilui das. That everyone knows what's going on. Mishalcha v'eina choseres. Sound like that from the Baal Amar. Sounds like it's a gzeres hakosef. It sounds like it's stama halacha that amir is an integral part to the kiddushin, to the gerushin. You learn it from a ribui. So we said if you need dibur by kiddushin, why shouldn't you need dibur by gerushin? So some wanted to suggest, well, gerushin is always a shtar. Some claim that you don't need dibur by kiddushin shtar either. Comes the Baal Amar and says there's a special posuk by gerushin. That's why you need dibur. Right? You need dibur by gerushin because there's a pasuk. Just like kiigach is the yitur of the kara, kiigach is a ribui that teaches me that you need dibur by kiddushin. The shilcha is a ribui. The shilcha, v'lo sheish lachesatzmo, that's a ribui to tell me that you need dibur by gerushin as well. Not just that it should be mishacha ve'ena choseres, but that you actually need a formal dibur, says the Baal Amar. But by gerushin, that formal dibur has to be either to the isha or to the eid. It doesn't have to be to both. That's how we can understand both the Mishnah and Daf Ches and the Gemara and Daf Ches. The Mishnah and Ches is talking about where he says kinsi shtar chod zed to the isha. He doesn't say anything else. There are eid there, but no one heard differently. So if no one heard differently, then it can't be a good get because no one knows that it's a get. But by the Gemara and Daf Ches, he told the eidim that this is her get. So the fact that he said kinsi shtar chozet to the isha doesn't matter because he did have an amira. He had an amira, but inyan she is bonin hadavar le'edim. Even if the isha doesn't know, as long as the edim knows, that's sufficient. By kiddushin, it has to be clear both to the woman and to the edim, because if not, that's not a divor. But by gerushin, as long as it's clear to one of them, that's sufficient. If it's clear to the edim or clear to the woman, then that's going to be sufficient. Yes.
But how does he feel like Zerah's cousin? He's not saying it to her, Bishulcha, he sent her away. He's saying it to random people. He doesn't do anything.
No, Bishulcha means that he is sending her away. How is he sending her away? By doing the Sinas Haget plus an Amira
to
clarify what he's doing. It doesn't have to be to her, it has to be created. Now you might be asking a different question. Isn't it Gakabi Mishalcha the Choseres? She's going to come back. That's not a kasha. If the Baal Amar could learn Mishalcha Ve'ena Choseres, is a special halacha that doesn't teach me that it always has to be clear to the woman that she's being divorced. Shalcha ve'ena choseres might be a special halacha that comes to exclude a shota from gerushin. Meaning if a woman has a kiddushin daraisa, she was married kedasu kedin, she was perfectly, she had mental competence when she was married, and then she became a shota. Chalila. Right? She became a shota afterwards. It's a whole shaila, can she be mugaresh? Poshup shot is, he can't be Megarisha. Right? How can you be Megarisha? She's Meshacha Ve'ena Choseres. She's not going to know. She's not going to know that she's Megarisha. Balkarcha is not an issue. The fact that you're Megarisha Balkarcha, you can be Megarisha Minatara Balkarcha. But the problem is she's Mishalka Ve'ena Chozeres. She's not the kind of person that you can ever do a gerushin to. The Balamor Ma'adonim, that's what Mishalka Ve'ena Chozeres tells you. That a woman who's not in the parsha of gerushin, it's impossible for her to be sent away in a way that she will not come back. That woman is not a bas gerushin. But if the woman does have mental competence, she could be a Mishalka Ve'chozeres. The fact that in this particular context, she doesn't know that this is a get, that's not a problem. Because maybe as long as you have an Amira, and the Eidim here, the Baal Amar holds it, that's fine. As long as the Eidim here is fine. Aye, Mishalka Ve'chozeres? No, Mishalka Ve'chozeres only excludes Shota. Right? Who's the kind of person who just doesn't understand what gerushin means. Of course, by definition, she's going to come back. But if you have a woman who's a basda, she's not a shota, it's just in this particular case, she doesn't know that it's a get, that might not be a problem. As long as the Aiden hear the Amira, that might be enough in order to shop the gerushin in order to make it a good one. Yes? Not necessarily. Because our Gemara is talking about Amar Lava, who says that you need Amar Lava. Maybe Amar to the Eidim is also sufficient. If he gives her, Shmuel is just giving you the regular case. The normal case is that it's Haka Amar Lava that he says to her. So who says that you really need the Amar Lava? What do the Torah and the Rambam hold about this? Do you need Amir by Gerushin or not? Did you get that far in the chorus? What do the Torah and the Rambam say? Let's say you give the woman a get and you don't have an Amir. What's it in? So the Torah says if you don't have an Amira, the get is possible in our Torah. It's possible completely. That's that middle halacha that I asked you to see. This is the second to last line in the Makoros. The middle halacha, Sif Aleph / Beis. It's not bracketed. Page 2. Nostal abishtika v'hoyu medabrima al iske gita v'hoyu adayin asukim v'osu inyin havi get. Vimlav eino get. Says the Torah, if he's medabra al iske gita, v'nosan la get b'shtika. How that works? Just like medabra al iske kidusha works, if v'nosan la b'shtika. Medabrim al iske gita, v'nosan la b'shtika, that also works. V'imlav, says the Torah, but if they're not medabra al iske gita, ain't no get, it's not a good get. Sounds like ain't no get klal. Even on a daraisa level, it's nothing, it's absolutely zero. Absolutely zero. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Torah. Shalohay medaber klal b'iskegita v'nosan la get. V'lapiresh kosav rabenu de'eno get. Avol harambam b'perek aleph kosav hareza get posel. What does get posel in the Rambam mean? The Rambam has two different lashonos when he says that gitna don't work. He has two lashonos. He has get botel and get posel. Posel. And never the twin shonim. Get botel means minat Torah. It's nothing. Get posel means midirabbonim. It's not a good get. It says the Beis Yosef, avol harambam kosa. The Rambam doesn't say ino get. He doesn't say it's a get posel. He says it's a get posel. Midirabbonim, it's not a good get. Midirab Torah, it is a good get. Why? But there's no dibur. The dabur aliskegita, okay, there's a dibur. But in lav, the Rambam says midirabbonim, it's posel. Midirab Torah should be posel. There's nothing there. Doesn't the Rambam himself say that one of the 10 things is that you have to have a dibur? The Rambam writes there in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Vilchos Gerushin. Min haTorah you need she yidnenu la b'Torah's Gerushin. So if she yidnenu la b'Torah's Gerushin is one of the requirements of Gerushin, so how can the Rambam say that you don't need Amira on a daraisa level? Says the Beis Yosef, no, the Rambam just meant that even though you don't need Amira, what's going to be a problem, even according to the Rambam, on a daraisa level? Which kind of Amira? If you have an Amira that doesn't sound like you want to do Gerushin at all, so then even the Rambam would say Avada, that doesn't work in that Torah. But if you have a Dibur, if you gave her a get, there's no Dibur that indicates that you don't want this to be a get. You don't say anything. Zero. There's no negative Dibur, no Loshon Gavura. You didn't say Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh. In that Torah, that will work according to the Rambam. Midirabbonim, it's a get possible. Midirabbonim, it's a perfectly good get. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, Avichos Gerushin, just meant to say that if you use a Lashon Gerua, you say, Kinsi Shtar Chov Zeh, it sounds like you don't want to do Gerushin. Midirabbonim, that might not be a good get. But if you don't have a Lashon that's a Mashal that you you have no intention to do gerushin, you're just missing the amira, instead of psul d'oraisa, that's only a psul d'rabbanan according to the Rambam. As opposed to the Torah, who holds min haTorah, ain o get klal, without dibur, it's nothing. It's nothing. Who is the Torah learning like? That you need amira, absolute amira in gerushin. Absolutely necessary. Who's he learning like? The Baal Amar, of course. Baal Amar holds amira is an integral part of gerushin too. The Shilach teaches you that you need amira in the gerushin. Just like Tiyidah teaches you that you need amira in kedushin, the Shilach teaches you that you need amira in gerushin. Without amira min haTorah, that's not a get at all. That's not a get at all. The Rambam holds that the Ikra that you don't need amira in gerushin. Why do you need amira in gerushin? The Rambam is learning like Tosfos, but a little bit different. Both Tosfos and the Rambam hold, what's the purpose of the amira in gerushin? Just to explain what's going on. The only machlokes, the small nuance of machlokes between Tosfos and Gittin and the Rambam is that it's in the Raisa, or is only at the Chayei Rabbanan. Tosfos and Gittin says, of course, amira and gerushin, it's not integral. It's not an integral part of the Maris and Gerushin, not like the Baal Amar. It's just to explain so that she'll be Meshacha ve'en achozeres. That's it in the Raisa. The Rambam says the purpose of the Amir is to explain, but it's not a din d'oraisa, it's a takan d'rabbanan. Min haTorah, Meshacha ve'en achozeres only applies to whom?
Shoh.
Right? Rambam holds min haTorah, Meshacha ve'en achozeres only excludes Shoh. The Rabbanon, if you're not clear about it, the Chachamim don't want this to work. Right? So it's like Tosfos and Gittin, but a little difference. Is it the Rais? Is it the Rabbanon? But the Tzad HaShoh is both Tosfos and the Rambam hold that Dibur is not integral to the Kiddushin. It's external to the Kiddushin. It's just to clarify something. But it's not integral. It's not integral to the Maisik Geirish. It could very well be that the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Tur, the Iris Machlokas, the Rambam and the Tur. Let's say you have a good lashon written inside the get, but you say a bad lashon, the fair, right? You say any ishech, any balech, right? Can you see where we're headed here? Right? If you say any ishech, any balech, you say a lashon garua balpeh, but you have a good lashon in the shtar. Does that work or not? The Torah says it doesn't work. Lashon tov. The Omar Befeh, any Baal. What's the din? The Torah says, Ainam and Gereshin. We had Lashon Befeh, forget about it. The Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam say, Gereshin. Why? Dr. Meiri, well, it's dependent on whether you need Amir by Gereshin or you don't need Amir by Gereshin. So we ask, whether you need Amir by Gereshin? The Mishnah says you need Amir by Gereshin. Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh doesn't work. He says, it's all right. Kinsi Shtar Chovzeh is a case where you say a Lashon that's Mashu that you don't want Gereshin at all. You don't have Gereshin in mind. Remember, there are two points here. Ratzon for Gereshin and that Yishlach es atzma, that the gerushin is being done properly. Kinsi shnar chozeh, you're missing everything. There's no rutzon for gerushin bechlal. That, everyone would say doesn't work. A father that doesn't work. Let's say you don't say kinsi shnar chozeh. Let's say all you say is eini ishech or eini balech. Your kashi Yosef, right? Eini ishech, eini balech, you still have a rutzon for gerushin. It's just that your lashon is not so good. Right? It's a bad lashon. But you do have a good lashon in the get. Says the Tur holds like the Baal Amar. The Tur holds Amira by Gereshin is integral. Amira is an integral part of the Gereshin. Without Amira, integral part of the Gereshin. Without Amira, min haTorah, the get is batel. So that's why the Torah says, if you have a bad lashon, whether you say kinti shtar chovzeh, when you say any ishef any balech, then atara the get is batel, that can't work. They don't get the flower. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that amira is just a takana de rabbanan. It's a takana de rabbanan by gerushin.
Amira Begerishin is a Takana Rabbanan. Just to clarify a little bit more. So says the Rambam, right, to ensure that she knows, that there's a Gerishin taking place. So the Rambam and the Rif might claim that if all the purpose of the Amir is just to clarify a little bit more so she knows that a Gerishin is taking place, then we're not so medactic on the Amira. Right? Even an Amira of any Ishech, is going to be sedition. Even though that sounds like he's doing Gerishin in the wrong way, but that doesn't matter. The whole purpose of this Dibur is just to make sure that the woman knows that she's being divorced. Any Isha is close enough. So even though it is a Lashon Garua, the Rambam holds Me'ikar, then you don't really need Amira by Gerishin. So if you don't really need Amira by Gerishin, even this deficient Lashon is going to be sufficient. That's what the Me'iri had in mind. He didn't mean to say that if you don't need Amira b'chalal, so then the Lashon Garua is not going to be terrible. He meant that Me'ikar Adin, you don't need Amira. If it's only a Takana d'Rabbanan, then this deficient Lashon is sufficient because it's still clarifying to the woman that she's being divorced. Aye, but it's the wrong type of divorce. It's not a problem. What's really divorcing the woman is not the Dibur B'feh. What's really divorcing the woman is what? The get, the Lashon in the Shtar. The Dibur B'feh is only to clarify to the woman what's happening. For that, you don't care so much about the Lashon. That's the machlokas to riffin around against the tour as to whether if you have a good lashon in the get but a bad lashon in the amira, as long as the lashon is not so bad, as long as it's not taking sharp hope there, does that work? Does that not work?